Welcome to Rabanesta, Kupo. This is my Hunt Club, where we take on the most dangerous game in all of Ivalice, for fun and profit. The monsters are fierce, the petitioners often desperate, and Club Centurio is more than capable of taking on anything they have to throw at us. This is Mont Blanc's Hunters, a Final Fantasy role-playing game using the Genesis system from Fantasy Flight Games. Shall we begin, Kupo?
I'm Jen, and I play Mimosa. She is a Viera, and she's a black mage.
I'm Chris. I'm playing Ruxel, and I'm a monk.
I am Ken, better known as Ravenant the most. I am playing a Sikh named Horst Nordfink.
I am Thresh Buten, and today I will be playing Magnelius, a Moogle summoner.
The other wolves that weren't hit are able to kind of climb on top of this felled tree and get back to the pursuit right after that.
How many are left?
I'd say three got taken out, so four total.
I'm just a threat magnet tonight. I'm sorry.
Be sure rolls aren't canceling themselves out, so no worries.
Hey, in this game, canceling is not necessarily a bad thing.
That's true. No threats or anything.
Chaotic neutral. That's,
I can live with that. Yeah.
All right. So, one of them kind of breaks away from the others and is able to really, really charge forward. The others did not do as well on their rolls, but one rolled very, very well, and so it managed to get some good acceleration going and is able to leap up and snap at Magnelius, who's still tethered behind the chocobo. Your soak is zero, if I remember right, and your defense is one. Is that right?
Yeah, let me double check real quick, but I believe you're exactly right.
Isn't he in the front, or did he end up in the back because of everything?
The boulder pushed me forward for sure, but I have zero soak. And what was the other one, Techno?
Defense.
One defense and zero soak.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
So yeah, I'm a little Moogle. I'm Maggie.
It manages to get a hold of you on the side and get you for two wounds.
Oh no!
So your wound is like your HP. I keep debating whether just to change wound and strain to HP and MP since this is Final Fantasy.
Okay, understandable. So I'm at nine, and I'm at nine now instead of 11. Understandable.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, I can handle that.
Yep. And so the other three are chasing, but they actually lost a little bit of ground because of y'all's good rolls. So we're back at the top, and y'all have done. Y'all did so well that last round. You're probably halfway to that pass.
So, just another riding check for Moggy. So let me get my two green and yellow against. Was it three?
Three purple, yeah.
Good go. Let's see how this one goes. Oh.
No. Kupo.
Sorry.
You, when you get bit, you yell out, "Oh no, Kupo!"
Yes,
with a little sound at the end, and the chocobo completely misunderstands that to mean we're good now. So go ahead and slow down, buddy.
Oh God, yeah, of course.
And so it
he finally listens to me.
It gets some whiffs of some Geishel green somewhere, and it starts looking around for that, and like starting to trot a little bit, and you are not making a lot of progress this round.
No, I'm not. I need another boulder tree explosion.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's next?
Horst, you flushed it out last time, man. I think one of us should probably circle back for our tiny friend.
And the tiny mage in your robes goes, "Wow."
You're already calling him a friend?
Neither of us is like a Final Fantasy 4/2 paladin or whatever, but I really wish I had the cover ability right now.
Yes.
I appreciate that sentiment. I really do.
Oh, I need to add that ability.
Say what, Horst?
You said you wanted wolf steaks?
Wolf steaks? Yeah, but we're almost to the... I don't know. I mean, there's chocobos everywhere. I'm real hungry in general. All that wing flapping had me thinking about chocobo hot wings, and oh boy.
My chocobo's feeding on geisel greens right now, so geisel greens, so it's gonna be extra tender when we cook it.
Moggy's our top priority, though. Are you suggesting we stand and fight?
Yep. So I'm gonna
like, go ahead and pay us in advance.
I throw them both 1,000 gil while I'm tethered. I'm like, please, I'll pay you now.
let's turn back. Stand in between Magnelius and the wolves.
I love
and to create a diversion, by which I mean killing the wolves.
The ultimate diversion, death to wolves.
All right, so I'm going to pull up, hop off my chocobo, and charge with my hammer.
Thank you on the both one that's so here. Much.
Nice. Thank you, Kupo.
So the materia will give me one blue?
If you have ice on, no, it won't. Not against wolves.
Okay.
So just be a normal roll against two purple.
Two purple.
I'll take it.
No, that wasn't great, but...
Nah, that's a hit. Wait. Well, whatever. You rolled a blue, but it was moot, right?
Yeah, it's moot.
I did get one blue anyway. Right.
Yeah, what's your base? What's your base attack?
Damage 4.
4, okay. All right, so you hit it for 5, and in it whimpers pretty good.
I have a mithril hammer. When did I get that? So that's 5, not 4.
Okay, all right, so 6, yeah. All right, so yeah, you wallop it pretty good. It is still alive, but it does the little whimpering thing and shoots backwards. And it looks really bad. So has Ruxel gone?
Has not. Can you explain to me the mechanics between, say, like the two claws? Versus a kick, or like, how does all this work?
So the two claws, if you dual wield the two claws, then you get to roll both of them with one setback each on your attack rolls. But you can attack two different ones or the same one or whatever. Kick attacks the group, but it's more limited on its damage. I think what is the base damage on that kick is
My agility, which is 3.
Okay, so yeah, the kick isn't gonna kill any of them except the wounded one, which it probably will kill, but it would probably hit all of them.
There are 4 or 3 remaining.
4, yeah.
4 wolves.
Wait. One's up close, and the 3 are back a ways.
Agility plus brawn. It should be higher than that. What's your agility and brawn?
It says each success means you hit an additional enemy within a 30-foot radius, each doing damage equal to your agility.
Oh, I've since changed that to agility plus brawn.
Hmm.
Good adjustment.
I can handle that.
Yeah.
Okay, are the wolves that are trailing behind close enough? They need to be within 30 feet.
Yeah, if you stop and get off, then yeah, you definitely.
Oh, they'll catch up. I'd like to do that.
All right.
So I'm gonna roll my brawl against two purples.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boys, can I blow a light side point too?
Do it. We got plenty.
Go for it, man.
Okay, so I roll a white also, and you're gonna flip it?
No. I'll flip it. You don't need to roll a white.
What do I just roll a blue?
Change one of your greens to a yellow.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
Well, well.
Triumph.
You didn't actually hit any. Yeah, you didn't hit him, but you got to
triumph. But I triumph nonetheless. Do I? Careen into another tree?
I was thinking. It's like I think with a triumph, you're going to get rid of him, even though you didn't hit him. And so, if that means like hitting the side of the mountain and rocks fall in the path or a tree or they just get so scared of you, like bouncing around in midair and not hitting anything like a crazy person.
Luke hanging around. Yeah, just Luke hanging around.
Yeah, this was a bicycle kick rather than the flying kick. But no,
I love the specification.
I want the tree. I want some dead wolves.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
I want wolf steak. That's what I want.
You were trying to like kick off this tree to get a better angle coming at them, but it was dead wood and it ended up falling and started to roll down the hill at them, and they are not able to get out of the way, and they just plows over the group of them, and so the wolves are down.
Moggy just goes, "Holy Koopo, that was incredible. Thank you for saving me."
And the tiny mage goes, "Oh." it had his tiny wand. It had his tiny wand ready with a fire spell, and they're like, "Oh."
Oh.
Yeah, back in the market, I forgot to mention, I hooked him up with like a little mint toothpick that he's really excited about using as a wand.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, tea tree. I mean, it's powerful. It's the greatest materia. Okay, well, can I spend some time like field dressing these wolves and get me some wolf steak?
Absolutely. Absolutely, right. Yes.
Love it.
Horst, do you want some wolf steak? Anything?
Sure.
Wolf liver, it'll fortify you for the adventure ahead.
Excellent.
I'd say if y'all are going to sit down and have some food, Magnelius, you can take your 2 hit points back.
Yes, I take 2 nibbles of delicious wolf steak and I'm replenished.
I don't know that this has ever been canonized, but I imagine Moogles have like an incredible appetite.
You know what? That's way more fun. That's way more fun. Yeah. I'm just going to eat like the rest of the wolf steaks that no one else eats. I'm going to eat the wolf. I leave nothing behind.
I mean,
like a whole like, wolf to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't ever rest. They're like hummingbirds. They're constantly hovering everywhere.
That's so true. And getting tethered to a chocobo on top of that, having a bite taken out of me, I've got some stuff to take out. I got to stress eat. So, yeah, I'm going to
take take one of the raw steaks and put it on your wound while you're eating.
Yes. I don't know if you appreciate this kind of extra flavor in Koopo, but this is fantastic. If you want to try this. Just a little tip for you, my friends. Koopo.
That reminds me of the movies when, you know, some like, you know, real hard dude like gets a bullet wound and he goes back to his seedy motel room and pours vodka on it to like,
yes, exactly,
sanitize.
Absolutely.
It.
I just slap a raw wolf steak on there while I'm eating a full cook wolf. Thank you.
Oh yeah,
good, you know, hospitality.
I've been hoping to get some wolf pemmican out of this whole deal, but I guess not. Moggy just chowed it all down. That's fine.
No, I'll shrug. Whatever y'all didn't want. I eat one full wolf and that's it. That's you guys get the rest.
That's all you can handle. Just something 4 times your size.
Yeah,
I'm not greedy. Wolf. I'm not greedy. Just the whole wolf. Dibs on this one, Koopo.
So long as I get Chocobo Gizzard later, I'm fine.
Yeah.
This is ending up like Order of Podcasters where they have to stop somewhere and eat every episode. except here it's just like, you know, Final Fantasy horses.
We have to stop and eat every creature. Not just every stop. We have to find everything Ifrit, and see if it's edible.
Well, Ifrit, we'll get to you. Don't worry. We've got wolves to eat right now and chocobos later and
I just say, I wonder if Ifrit tastes this good, Koopa. Wait.
You know, the Ifrit could have cooked it for us.
That's so true. Yeah, if I can,
that's
if
your
I can
defense. Get him as an it's just the hold up stakes.
Yes, that's why I need your help, Koopo. I just want my own mobile kitchen.
Oh goodness!
Well, all right, I'll use my ice materia in my claws to freeze dry the remaining wolf steaks. That's a nice clever wolf jerky now.
Clever, clever.
Pop it in the pack. Low encumbrance, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I say we roll.
Let's go.
All right.
We don't need to worry about the mountain pass anymore, huh? I mean, just continue on our way.
Yeah, just continue normal, and you will get to the mountain that has been active. It hasn't been like this major eruption, like the whole countryside is covered in lava or anything like that. There was a little flow at the beginning, but it seems to be smoking at this point. And so if you end up near the top, it's going to probably be a little hot, safe until the monster makes it not safe again. And so this mountain that is in the shape of a horn is Thrash. Never mind.
Horn Mountain. I didn't want to interrupt you. I really didn't. Thank you for actually cueing me. I was being a polite. I promise.
When you mean in the shape of a horn, do you mean if from bird's eye view, or do you mean like standing from the ground? It's very horn like.
This makes me so happy. The sky.
Yeah, just the top is from the ground. It looks horn like. Not the part you'll be climbing. That's way too.
I love this.
We talk about like rhino horn. Is this antlery?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like what kind of? Okay.
Like antlery. Now I kind of want to make it antlery.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Just a huge rhino horn sticking out of the ground. Black billowing smoke from its peak, or from some fissure in the side.
Kind of to the side. You know that. I don't think that you'll get to the rhino horn, but you start. It's not overly steep until the horn part, but it's not overly steep, and the chocobos make it most of the way with you. You are finally going to get to a point that they are going to. You're going to need to, climb off and kind of get up the side yourself, and. So let's go ahead and get a check for that, just in case Moggy falls off the side. Hey, Wilkes, welcome. Thanks for joining us. And
Wilkes, welcome.
He can hover for this. So.
What kind of role are we doing?
Plenty.
Horn of Plenty. I should be comfortable on Horn Mountain.
What? I apologize. I say this every time. It's one of my mental blocks in this game.
Is it athletics? Cornelius or?
Copia. Nice. What do we got? What do we got? We could just like do. There's going to be
coordination?
Like coordination or athletics or something in there.
Yeah, I'm going to rock coordination. Yeah, I think we get. I got 3 green on coordination, so thank you for the options.
All right. Yeah. So this is difficult. This is difficult. So go with 3 purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt that was coming. Okay.
Cornelius Copia.
Cornelius Copia makes me also happy. I can't believe we're on Horn Mountain in this game. I'm so happy.
This is like a Twitch reference inception here. And it's like the poor podcast people. I have no idea, but
you caught me so off guard with this. I'm so honored.
Wilkes in chat said more of a Horn of Plenty, and Osoro said Cornelius Copia.
And Hornucopia. Osoro. Hornucopia. Hornucopia is so good. Oh my gosh.
You know, this is
my Twitch chat is always my real contribution around here.
I have to keep reminding myself to read it because this is a podcast.
No, you're fine. This is great. Oh, I love that. But yeah, there's more. My role.
Oh dang. All right. So yeah,
wow.
I did pretty well on the flying this time, and
yeah, you're like heading up, and you do this really well. The threat, you did roll a threat. So the threat is that you like knock over some stones and stuff that make quite a bit of a noise. And so, sure. You know, that you might have notified something that you were coming.
Okay.
But yeah.
Might have.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Just a little bit.
Rocket roof Coupo. We got this.
Oh, hey, cool. Mod check in chat.
Oh, yeah. We're already famous. Thank you very much, Bob.
Nice. I do want to be famous. I do. Absolutely. Are y'all in there? Let me get it.
What do you have any mods? Offer?
Yeah, I can take care of it.
Mods in the chat.
Techno mod boy.
Techno mod boy.
How do I switch the mod view?
Banhammer.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
And
use the mithril hammer on that fool.
Yes, the mithril band hammer.
It's just going to have to hang around for a while, I guess. It's all right.
I'm working on it.
I mean, it's not a clickable link. Maybe we should just leave it there for posterity.
We appreciate your contribution, Rave. You got this.
Wow, Twitch has totally just borked on me.
It has a way of doing that.
Yeah, deleted it.
All the big ones lately. I tell you what. Reddit's been having a time the last few days, too.
All right. Yeah. Nobody wants to be famous. Chat.
We're
don't,
fine.
Don't
thank
fall
you
for that.
Yeah.
And
mithril band hammer. Well done.
Yeah. And I do like that we set up a band animation for
Oh yes, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You should have it say the user that's been banned and then have it say nevermore because it's like a little rave.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's very beautiful. Good.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely. No, I'm right literally poetic. Notes. That's literally
my liberal
poetic.
Arts degree finally coming in handy.
Oh, all it right. Came through so good, Oso. That's awesome.
Nice.
Oh, whoops,
the mods are a way the ducks will play for sure.
Wilkes is definitely having fun.
All
now.
Right. Okay. So who's climbing next? We do have a.
Yeah, I actually made it up.
We can use athletics. We can use coordination, survival as well. Whatever y'all want to use is fine.
I'm a LaCourse up and down, and size up his own personal athletics. Nudge. What you got? Because I've got four greens. You seem like a stout gentleman. Perhaps not athletic, just mighty.
I just pulled it up. I have one yellow, three green for athletics.
Okay, oh, nice. Seriously?
Wow.
I'm a reptilian monk. I should be in the next Summer Olympics, and I have less stuff than he has. Have you seen my Iron Cross? It is impressive. But nonetheless,
I have
okay.
One big muscle.
Yeah, one giant muscle just walking around.
All right, I guess I go next against two purple.
Three purple.
Against three purple, just in case, of course, you need to, you know, do something drastic to save my unathletic self. yeah. See, this is what happens.
We okay, get our one yeah. Big muscle to kick.
This is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps.
The Alps. Yes.
It's been the second stream in a row on this channel that has used that line.
Really? Oh, I'm very really? Happy to wow. Hear that. That makes me happy.
Oh, man. That's yeah. One of my favorite things of all time. Okay.
I
got called out yesterday for cussing on my own stream.
Oh, wow.
And everybody was like, this is a family stream. And I said, this is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps.
You go straight to the TV edit. Oh, that's the best right. Reference. I love it.
So yeah, you slip. There's not any like crazy craziness about it. You would be able to try again. If you try again, the same way, then one of the purples will be a red.
Mm.
Or you can try.
What if I go into the special rules and just click gleep glop?
Click it. Do it.
I don't even know what that means. What is gleep glop?
We did that once. I forgot what it did. Go ahead.
Oh, that's a great option.
Yeah. So I guess I'll try again. I've got four green against one red and two purple. Is that right?
Oh, a wild verpine.
That's right. Yeah.
Here? I don't think I want a verpine. What's a verpine? Oh yeah, that doesn't look good at all.
Oh no,
not one bit. That's like an alien, a skeleton, and a zombie all like smashed together.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Oh, gross. Okay, I haven't rolled yet. I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
Horst, I'm gonna look at you. There's actually a little tear in the corner of my reptilian eye. My chin quivers. My tongue it flickers pensively. I'm worried, but I'm gonna try again. You got me?
Sure.
Hey, all right.
Love it.
Okay, I was just looking at the verpine, and I'm having District 9 flashbacks.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Ruxel does make it up.
It's because you believed in me, Horst. It's because you believed in me.
Oh, maps.
Oh, we got a boost.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a boost on that, Horst, because you did fail, but...
Oh, wow. What a boost, too. Holy moly.
Yeah. Okay, so you you evened out, and so with no success, but you have a heck of an advantage at this point.
Yeah.
And so you do slip, but we can use that advantage to actually reduce the difficulty the next time, or if you have another idea.
Yeah, you realize the opposing side of your mithril hammer is actually like a claw, you know, like on a traditional hammer.
Yeah,
flip it around, awesome. And now it's a pickaxe. Yeah. It's a pickaxe, perfect. And you just got a climbing apparatus now.
Fantastic.
All right, yeah. If you want to do that with just two purple, then we could totally do that. That came through.
Thrash, did you just say fantastic? Like, I just have to say, do you watch GTA roleplay? Is that like a thing you do?
No, you mentioned it, and I definitely want to start watching that. But
oh, okay. There's a character whose catchphrase is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Oh, so awesome. Yeah, his name is Harry, and he goes fantastic. He's fantastic. Got a nice British accent, and I thought it was okay.
Oh, no worries.
Like, I mean, I don't even know what to do with like a triumph in a climbing roll. What the heck is with y'all in triumphs? My goodness.
He's cartwheeling up the side of the mountain now at this point.
So I was super frustrated with my first attempt. So I just hit the mountain.
You hit Horn Mountain.
Oh, yeah. He's gone spelunking.
And the threat is a potential more lava coming out.
Yeah, he used the pickaxe side of his hammer, and he just tunneled straight into that piece and then out the other side. Perhaps he's weakened the substructure of the mountain, but
Jen Taylor, thank you so much for the resub. Really, really do appreciate it. 21 months, my goodness,
nice, Jen.
I need to make more. Yeah, I need to make more. Like, I remember when I first started the channel, and I was like, "Oh, you can make like these sub badges for like, you know, like 3 and 6 months out and a year out and all." I guess I'll just do 3 months because that's a long time. And I've updated it, but yeah, I think I need to make more chocobos.
Nice.
Man, Jin's character Mimosa has an ice rod, which would have been very, very useful tonight.
It would have been. It would have been.
That's no Koopa.
And I'm sorry, I got distracted by the sub. Did y'all decide on the triumph?
I just bang a hole in the side, and right. It's conveniently stair shaped.
Nice. Okay. All right. One triumph that you can have is that you get a glimpse of the Ifrit before it actually sees you.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. So as I hit the side of the mountain, the game glitches out.
Yeah. Scuff. I like it.
Like you can see through it. Oh, there it is.
Just a little bit of a
techno
clip.
Funk boy, what have you done?
Oh, this looks so good, man.
By the way, I need to credit this. This was a free map that Mattel Baps made, and this map is so rockin'.
It's gorgeous.
Mattel Baps has a Patreon that I am totally thinking about subscribing to because this map is so cool.
Oh, I love it. I love Moggy's icon. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
That's perfect. You asked me what I looked like, and it basically fit the icon perfectly. So I love it.
Like a Moogle? I mean,
yeah. Well, it's very little room to work with in that regard. But you nailed it.
Kind of fluff-tastic, yeah.
I do look fluffy-wuffy. I mentioned that early on, and I'm glad that it's tracking there.
Jen, if you want to walk, get him you wet. Certainly can. That's cool. But we're fine. We have to razz you. That's part of the point of the game.
Oh, it's so much fun. Jen, get in here.
So
maybe we could get a Deus Ex Mimosa at the end of this whole thing. You know what I mean? We're in dire straits, and she descends from the clouds and rains furious anger.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I do hope you had the most Kupo time, Kupo. Join us for our next hunt right here on the podcast, or join us live on the last Sunday of every month at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. This is a Play Well Network podcast where you've just been pwned. Wait, do I really have to say that? That's quite rude.
Tales from the Rusty Speeder. This is an interactive Star Wars actual play podcast using the Edge of the Empire rules from Fantasy Flight Games. Join our misfit crew of scoundrels, ne'er-do-wells, rascals, miscreants, lowlifes, good-for-nothing reprobates as they find love, purpose, and the courage to carry on. I'm joking, none of that happens. Instead, they use their questionable contacts and unconventional methods to get the job done, whatever job happens to be paying today. Tales from the Rusty Speeder, available wherever you get your podcast and streamed live on Twitch at twitch.tv/technofunkboy.